Hello, Audio Boo. It's Ian here, back at the Do Lectures. Who are you?
My name's Jan.
Hello, Jan.
Jan Stewart.
Yes, and we've had a talk by you this morning, and I thought it was fascinating. You started it with a little meditation. London School of Meditation also did a talk at the Wales booth where something similar happened, and they went down another topic. But I want to ask you specifically, because you covered many things in your talk, but I actually want to ask you about an experience that you had after you'd spent a long time in New York and you had been studying yoga and meditation, and you said that you had a profound experience. I'd like to know a little bit about that experience.
Sure. I'd been studying with this group for about 10 years, and it was pretty deep work. We're doing a lot of meditation, and we used to push into profound experiences quite regularly, but the one that I mentioned in the tent was an experience in Montserrat in Spain that was a deep and lasting experience, which is around oneness.
Some people might call it maybe even a little bit of the enlightening experience.
Yes, I know it's you don't really want to say that about yourself.
No, because it sounds pretentious.
Yes, but all it really, to enlighten really is to enlighten to our true nature. And you can actually get a sense for it if you look up in the sky and you see that we're just part of life. And so the experience that you have in deep meditation is a direct experience of the truth of oneness, where there is no separation. And once you've had that experience, it's like it penetrates and it wakes something up in you, and it's almost like you can't go back from that. But it's ultimately so positive, because then you realize there is no need for war, because we actually all are on the same page and there really is only one thing happening. And after I had that experience, I was compelled to bring that into the world.
I've known a few people who've had that experience. You're about the fourth or fifth person I've met. And most people, it came as an epiphany. It came as, you know, they hadn't necessarily been doing the hard yards. It just happened to them. A blinding flash, and it was like, click, oh, it's all like that. Yours was quite different though, wasn't it? You snuck up onto it.
Yes, I'd say I touched in and out of it for many years. And then I don't know why it happened then, but it was, it's just like I penetrated something, and it shifts your center of gravity, and it shifts your center of identity. So all of a sudden you're not really a separate person anymore. You're just a part of the universe.
So what do you reckon, if somebody's listening to this and they're going, I want a bit of that juice, I want that experience, how would you recommend they do it? To move to, and I know it's been said you don't go towards enlightenment, you become enlightened. It's something that happens, but you have to start the path somehow, or it just runs you over like a freight train. What would you recommend to anybody who's interested?
I think it's really important to listen to yourself for the next steps. For myself, I really benefited from having a teacher, because I actually couldn't figure it out on my own. And but a teacher, it's not about following the teacher. The teacher is a guidepost, and the teacher points you in the right direction. So I was fortunate enough to have a very clear teacher, and I just kept following his direction, and he led me where I wanted to go. Of course, I didn't quite know where I wanted to go until I got there, but once I got there, then I knew that was where I wanted to go.
And that's the way it plays out. You don't know until you get there, from what I've been told. What's the major take-home for you about that? Is it the oneness of everything? And how does that... And if it isn't, what is it? But how does that play out in your day-to-day, mundane, routine life that we all live?
Well, that's what I could see, that I was compelled to bring it into the world. I didn't quite understand how, but I knew I had to do it somehow. And that's why I was very fortunate to meet Brad Krauskopf in Melbourne, and we're now running Hub Australia. Collaborative workspaces, and a collaborative workspace, a diverse collaborative workspace, is like a mini prototype of what we want to see in the world, where we can embrace diversity, we recognize the unity in diversity, and all of life within that environment thrives. And I feel that we're shifting in that direction. As we're getting connected via the internet, we can see who has too much money and who doesn't have enough money. And I think we're slowly working on rebalancing our planet so we can take care of all of it, the plants, the animals, the humans. And we're also blasting off into space to explore the next worlds as well.
That's wonderful, Jan. Hey, you got an online presence, you personally?
Yes.
What is it?
JanStewart.com.au.
You got a Twitter handle?
At Jan Stewart.
Stewart is spelled?
STEWART.
Love it, Jan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.